Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Building a positive and constructive relationship with China is an essential part of America's rebalance to Asia, U.S. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel said recently in Singapore when he addressed the Asia Security Summit. The United States welcomes and supports a prosperous and successful China that contributes to regional and global problem-solving, Secretary Hagel said. To this end, the United States has consistently supported a role for China in regional and global economic and security institutions, such as the G20. The United States remains firm in its adherence to a one-China policy based on the three joint U.S.-China communiques and the Taiwan Relations Act, Secretary Hagel said. We have an enduring interest in peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait. The United States strongly supports the efforts made by the People's Republic of China and Taiwan in recent years to improve cross-strait relations. Secretary Hagel indicated that while the United States and China will have differences, the key is managing these differences through dialogue. It also requires building trust and reducing the risk of miscalculation, particularly between our militaries, he said. Both President Barack Obama and President Xi Jinping have stated that they seek a stronger military-to-military relationship. I am pleased that the dialogue between our armed forces is steadily improving over the course of the past year, Secretary Hagel said. While we are pleased to see this progress, it is important for both the United States and China to provide clarity and predictability to each other about each other's current and future strategic intentions. America's bilateral relationships in Asia and alliances around the world will continue to underpin the Asia-Pacific region's security and prosperity, Secretary Hagel said. China, the United States, and all nations of the region have a responsibility to work together to ensure a vibrant regional security architecture that solves problems.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.